Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's live cattle futures were mixed. We were about 22 lower in the August at 141.10. The October's 12 lower at 143.65. December live's down 10 at 149.90. February 5 higher at 154.67. August feeder cattle today were up 65 at 181.87. Today's the last trading day for the August, and so that's the final tick. They actually settle to tomorrow's feeder cattle index. So for whatever the price is on tomorrow's index is the final price for the August feeders. Today's or yesterday's index rather was 180.50 down 10. So I'm assuming that it'll be up a dollar. So at least tomorrow. September feeders up $1.22 at 184.25. The October's up 107 at 185.52. November's a dollar two higher, 187.07. Hogs 10 to 70 higher. We had December up 45 at 82.62. Today's midday boxed beef was $1.26 higher on choice at 264.09. Select up 86 at 238.48. There's talk of lowering or lower supply of the high end prime cuts. So prime cuts have gotten better, and so that might lift some of the market. Cash trade this week, 145 higher, or 145 rather, in Colorado is 145 to 48 up in Nebraska. So that would be a couple dollars higher than where we had it last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Grain futures giving some back today. We've been rallying pretty sharp over the last couple of trading days, but we were down today. December corn giving back 7 cents, down 7 1/4 at 6.50. November beans down 25 3/4 at 14.31 1/4. The Chicago wheat 23 to 25 lower. Kansas City D's down 27 to 8.66 1/4. Yesterday we had some surprise pop-up rain showers that had about a half inch of rain in some parts of southwest Oklahoma. So the wheat rally over the last couple of days is kind of met with some resistance, it seems, for next year's crops. So as we start getting that in the ground, I know down here we're a lot of people in southwest Oklahoma are going to plant wheat in the coming months in North Texas. We've got some rainfall, so it's good. We might get a crop going. We have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. It's kind of the big news of the week. Every day, you know, they do different parts of it. It started off in really bad yields, but they've gotten a lot better as they get to the more centralized parts of the Corn Belt. Tomorrow, that final report will come out. We also had Jackson Hole Fed comments tomorrow, which will ripple through the markets. I don't know if it directly impacts the grains, but it'll impact the interest rates and the stock market for sure.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.